on WYPR. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Cameron Blake is a Baltimore singer-songwriter with a classical pedigree. His lyrics create a dense, romantic world, and it's all backed up with ambitious arrangements. He recently released two albums, Hide and Go Seek, and a live album called Cameron Blake with Strings. He celebrated those releases with a two-night stand at Andy Musique back in December.
Stay for the night. Take off your coat.
Cameron Blake is here to share his music with us. So, welcome to Maryland Morning.
Thank you very much.
It's really great to meet you. So you have you've taken kind of an interesting path to your career as a singer-songwriter in that you started as a classical musician and you're a violin player. So tell us how that journey took place.
Well, I started out completely in classical violin all the way through my entire formal training. Started at the age of 12 and eventually found myself at the Peabody Institute of Music playing and doing my master's degree in violin performance. And I had an awful experience with a teacher my first semester. I thought I could come in as a master's student and talk about, you know, different interpretations and phrasing, and this guy just was completely all about technique. And I got really disenchanted with the violin during that period. I watched a video of Bob Dylan's 1975 Rolling Thunder Review tour, and with the face paint, and I just thought, man, you know, here's this man that's like so open and honest, and yet he's behind this mask. And that's kind of how I felt playing violin. I was this very open artist, but I was behind a mask in this classical arena.
Because you were really serious. I mean, if you're getting a master's degree in violin, that means that you have an undergraduate degree in violin, too. I mean,
yep.
you're practicing hours a day. I
right.
mean, this is not some little avocation here. I mean, this is, you were pretty serious about classical violin music.
Yeah, and I'm still serious about classical, you know, music. I listen to it often. But in terms of the performance, I came to the conclusion that I could be a good violinist, but I felt like I could become a great songwriter once I started cutting my teeth in songwriting.
So did you ever write songs before you were old enough to start doing a master's degree at Peabody? You were not like one of the kids, you know, sitting in his room as a sophomore in high school writing songs?
Nope.
Wow.
I just saw the Dylan video and just thought, I need to get these feelings out somehow, and just started writing, learned some chords, learned piano, learned a little guitar, and that was it.
So you had never even played piano or guitar before that?
Very little.
Yeah, interesting. And how long ago was that then you started
singer-songwriting? That was about 3.5 years ago.
Wow, so you're still kind of fresh at it, kind
yeah.
of new. Yeah, terrific. And tell us about the first song you wrote.
The first song I wrote was an anthem that I did at my church. I'm really influenced a lot by gospel music because it's just as much a part of the American vernacular as anything else. Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, all those guys did gospel tunes. And so I was listening to a lot of those old Cash gospel tunes, and I kind of wrote one because I had an arena in order where I could play it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the actual first song I wrote, I began quickly after writing gospel music, started writing some protest songs. Because I was studying Dylan in his early period quite a bit and thought that, you know, if you have something to say, then you might as well be protesty and angry at something.
Right. Now, as classical musicians, because my own personal path actually sort of went opposite yours. I started as a pop musician, as a singer-songwriter, actually, and then moved to classical music, and I sort of haven't looked back since. But as classical musicians, we tend to study composers and their compositional technique and the form and the structure and the harmony that they use. I mean, if you're going to play a piece by Bartok or Bach or someone on the violin, you're going to study that. And you're also going to study great violinists and how they play it and the different interpretive things that they do. When you study Dylan, what were you listening for and what did you learn when you put your magnifying glass on his music?
Number one thing, everybody is obsessed with Dylan's vocal quality, and actually immediately looked past that. And I got to the heart of his singing, which I feel is phrasing. And I feel like phrasing is a completely lost art form in a lot of popular music today. The great phrasers, Billie Holiday, you know, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, didn't necessarily have the greatest, you know, traditional tonal quality to their voices, but what they did with the voices and how they delayed syllables and how they held out notes was where most of their art was.
On 88.1 WYPR, I'm Tom Hall in the studio with Cameron Blake. He's a singer-songwriter from here in Baltimore. And so why don't you play us one of the tunes that you've written off of one of your recent albums?
Okay, this is not a ballad, but this is called Baby Come Home. And This is one of these songs that I basically wrote in 5 minutes, and I feel like the best songs are usually written that way because you've been probably writing them subconsciously for much longer.
When all of the lights go low and even your eyes don't glow, all that you want is to leave. When each end of the candle burns and only the seasons turn, then baby, come home to me. Under a cloud of danger, I'll love you through the war. When all of the scenery changes and we're under a cloud of danger, I'll love you through the storm. I will love you all and more. When all of the tide rolls in and the waves are too high to swim, and you never get what you need. All of the warmth is gone, and the embers are ash, and the ash turns to coal, then baby, come home to me. When all of the scenery changes and we're under a cloud of danger, I love when all of our feelings crumble and we're under a sky of thunder, I love you through the storm. I love you all and more. Find that love is easy when you are mine. Here we are, fingers entwined, trapping the same old thoughts. Maybe we'll find that love is easy. Love is easy. Love is easy. When you are my. Cause when all of the lights go low and we've got to take things slow, I still want you here with me. So baby, come home.
Cameron Blake playing in our studio here at 88.1 WYPR. You're listening to Marilyn Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thank you so much, man. That's really nice.
Thank you very much.
So do you have a favorite Dylan song? You could almost hear Dylan singing that one. That's interesting.
Visions of Johanna from Blonde on Blonde would be my favorite.
So you're into the old stuff then, yeah.
I'm into the poetic stuff.
Yeah, fun. You did a couple of albums. You released a couple of albums at the end of last year, one of which you recorded here at Andy Musique with some folks from Peabody who were, I'd say, a little string accompaniment. Tell us how that project came about.
Well, the recording was actually kind of a fluke. I wanted to do an album with strings because the Eels had a wonderful album and Charlie Parker, and that's kind of the heart and soul of who I am, you know, in my training. And so a lot of my friends were string players, and so I just gathered this group of musicians, and my friend Jeff Knorr and I kind of came up with these beautiful arrangements. And we thought, well, we have to do it in a venue that's going to actually listen. You know, you're not going to bring a string quartet into a bar. It just wouldn't work well with the miking. And so Andy Musique actually hosted us. It took a very long time, 5 months or so, to actually book the gig because I had to prove to them, you know, that I was serious. And they're mainly used to doing classical and jazz music over there. And they let us in. We packed the house out. And then just recently we had our double album release party where we released this record with the strings. And we got two nights, and we packed both of those two nights out. So it's been a great venue for us.
And finding venues as a singer-songwriter has got to be tough. I mean, you know, bands play sort of more raucous venues and give more raucous shows. I mean, I noticed as I listened to both of these albums, you are big on ballads. I mean, virtually every tune is a ballad. You have no pretense of rocking and rolling on any of this stuff. Is it difficult finding venues and finding spots to fit that kind of music in?
Finding venues hasn't necessarily been a problem because I feel our live show, I usually kind of pump up the energy a little bit. But finding places where people actually are going to listen to the words, because I feel like that's where most of my craft is. It's in these lyrics, because there might be just like the Moonshiner song where there's this kind of lilting accompaniment throughout the whole thing. And you have to, if you miss the text, you're going to miss, you know, 80% of the song. Mm-hmm. And so finding a venue where people are actually attuned to those has been a little difficult.
Well, Cameron Blake, it's really been great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Cameron Blake, he's got two new records out, Hide and Go Seek, and a live album called Cameron Blake with Strings. You can catch him this Friday at Joe Squared in Baltimore's Station North neighborhood. Then he'll be downtown at Ram's Head Live, opening for Medicine Lake on February 24th. Baltimore Bluegrassers Smooth Kentucky will play that night as well. So, Cameron, let me ask you to take us out with a tune. What do you want to play?
I'm going to play Moonshiner.
Moonshiner. Tell us about Moonshiner. Where does that come from? This is not an original composition, right? This is a folk song.
Yeah. It was originally an Irish ballad, Irish drinking song, and it came over the giant ocean down to Appalachia, and it got even more sorrowful as it came into the United States.
All right, well, I'm sorrowful that we probably won't have time to hear all of it, but we will put the whole version on our website. Cameron Blake, take it away, man.
I've been a moonshiner for 17 long years. I spent all money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and set my still, but if whiskey then I don't know what will. I go to some bar and drink my friends, where the women can't follow and see what I spend. God bless them, pretty women I wear.
my, their breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine. Let me drink when I'm dry. Give me dollars when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. The whole world's a battle. It ain't